SBS Radio.
Ang SBS Filipino Weekend Edition ay magbibigay sa inyo ng isang sariwang pananaw sa linggong nagdaan at ipapakilala ang mga tao, mga komunidad at mga pangyayari na gumagawa sa Australia na isang magandang lugar upang mabuhay at tuklasin. SBS Filipino Weekend Edition.
Ayan, at ngayon naman, Faye, especially nating umaga, as mentioned earlier, dahil binisita tayo ng isang dance maker at choreographer na kasalukuyan ay naghahanda para sa kanyang napapalapit na palabas. Ating makakapanayam, Efren Pamilakan Jr., para sa palabas na 9 Dimes U Plus the Universe. Good morning, Efren!
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello, everyone.
Were you born here?
Yeah, born here.
How are you?
I'm good.
Yep. So you preparing for your upcoming 9 Dimes show? So you've been producing producing shows here in Australia for a long time.
Yeah, I've started out professionally since 2012. Starting off with a event performance called City Sessions, which is like a public dance battle performance. The event happens in public space where we would curate a really good assortment of dancers in terms of street dance or any type of background of dance, and we would have these performance exhibition type battles in public space right here actually in Federation Square, and we would encourage the audience to come watch and also judge the battles. We would give them judging cards, and then they would also be included with the whole process of seeing and also learning about different dance styles.
Does that still happen now? Do you still guys do that?
Yeah, we do. It's actually kind of evolved now. Now it goes with an event that we're calling Under Cypher Culture, where we combined this type of event plus other dance communities to be part of this kind of celebration in dance.
Amazing.
Nice, yeah. Interesting. Kakaiba yan. Interactive.
Yes. And before you were doing the producing, you've already loved dancing, right?
Yeah. I grew up with dance. My dad actually was a ballroom dancer for a bit. So I remember growing up seeing him teach the like Filipino community of where he was around. Originally, my dad is from Pagsanhan in Laguna. So when I was there growing up a little bit for like 3 or 4 years, I would see him teach his people in the street terms of on the street where we live. Everyone is all friends, so they will come and hang out and they would learn some dance. Yeah, very social.
Yeah, and where did the hip-hop dance influence come from?
Sure. I guess branching out from there, being in Australia, I trying to look for dance that's kind of relevant to a certain time period, which is the contemporary of now. Hip-hop was really there. It's very prevalent in youth at the moment. So it kind of just attracted me to that direction.
What age were you then?
Probably about like 15.
15 years old. And you were also a part of the hip-hop dance crew Jigsaw Sneakers.
Yes, Jigsaw Sneakers is a dance crew that I've grown up with here in Melbourne. They are quite a diverse group, predominantly Filipino, but also people from Japan. It's a quite an international based group, but really the foundations come from Melbourne. We have the dance styles vary from hip hop, as house dance, and there's popping and locking as well. And we, growing up, used to train in public spaces around Melbourne, as well as studios in around Melbourne, and just kind of growing a community here in terms of dance.
And I've also read in your CV that your movement style has been interpreted by Filipino Mamba Batok artist Wang Od as Water and Strength. Did you get to meet her?
Yeah, I got to meet her.
Tell us about this story.
Yeah, of course. So during one of our trips to the Philippines, I also work with a project called Mix Mix, which helps a project in the Philippines called Kapayapaan Project, where we go into, where we kind of help enrich spaces where it's kind of marginalized, but help enliven it with dance, and also teach people their dance, and in turn, hopefully, kind of build a creative resilience and thought process towards helping community in that sense. Each one teach one type of
mentality. Did you get a tattoo from
Yes. Yeah. So I got the tattoo here. But it was really interesting because we made the journey all the way up there. She asked me what I would like.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I didn't actually, and I was like, I don't know. And she asked me what I did, and I said I danced. And she's like, well, show me.
Ah.
So I danced, and she interpreted my movement as
amazing.
That.
Amazing. Mm. Wow.
And then that's when I got the tattoo. Wow.
And was it painful?
Yes.
It was?
One of the more painful experiences,
worth it,
yeah.
Like to, you know, to be able to say that she did that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Uh-huh. But it felt, in a sense, like a rite of passage, almost, in a sense. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm. And you're also a strong advocate for cultural development through hip-hop dance.
Yes. Right? So a lot of the things that I tend to do with hip-hop dance now is really try and build that sense of community and practice in that, and kind of develop that sense with youth to help kind of like provide them with the creative tools to do things, mm-hmm. and also helps utilize their resilience in things to other outlets more creatively. Yeah,
amazing. Mm.
Mm. And when you say resilience, Efren, does that also mean that, you know, you can dance through suffering? Is that like dance through difficulties or dance through hard times? Is that what you mean?
That's a great way of interpreting. Exactly that. Dance can actually help you emotionally. Mm. It can also help you through times of process, like if you need to understand something. Mm. It's just a great way of getting your body active and helping you build that sense of, oh, okay, what am I experiencing right now? Mm. How can I express that?
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm. It's amazing.
And it's not strictly for people who can actually dance.
Oh, no.
Can't. Because I love dancing, but it doesn't love me. Mm-hmm. But I like it, you know, when I'm at home, just cleaning the house, doing chores. And it's very, you know.
Relaxing.
Yeah. And
yeah. I think you don't have to be a great dancer to dance, right?
No, definitely. Yeah. You can be. Dance really is your own interpretation. It's a language almost in that sense. So you don't really have to think of it as a competitive or hierarchical way of seeing movement. It can just be, I like to move, or I like to dance, or even like to just think about dancing. Mm. Maybe you can create your little
person in your head that dances around,
you know?
But how about for those who, for people who, because we have like a standard in dancing, like, you know, it should be hip-hop, it should be this way. How about for those people out there who wants to dance, but, you know, they're not really that confident to try it?
Sure. Dance, in terms of confidence, really is just all about doing it. If you feel that maybe you're not confident in it, you can always start in the bedroom first and proceed out. Or you can just, it's really at the end of the day, that confidence that you build in doing movement, it doesn't have to be in a public setting. It can be anywhere you'd like it to be. And it can help you rather than help someone else first, you know? So that process really helps build that strength and confidence. And then later on, once you do it out and about, you'll feel way more confident in life in general.
Mm. Yeah. So dancing is good for the mind. Mind and heart.
Dance like there's no one watching. Yes. Diba sabi nila?
Oo nga. Pero parang nakakaya naman. No one's watching. Ayan. And you have been dancing since you're 15 and your family's here already as well with you here in Australia.
Yes.
You were here when you were, how old were you?
I was born here.
You were born here. Mm. Oh, okay.
Yeah, so, and then I moved to the Philippines for a little bit, like 3 or 4 years in primary school, and then I came back.
How was it transitioning?
It was interesting because I only learned English when I was here when I was born, and then when I moved to the Philippines, I had to learn Tagalog because I got placed straight away in a public school.
Wow.
And from there, I just had to not speak to anyone for 3 months until I could build that confidence to actually speak.
Ah,
yeah.
Okay, so you do understand Tagalog a bit.
Yes, I can understand Tagalog. I guess though, one of the reasons why I'm speaking English right now, it's for me, it's hard to describe conceptually with speaking Tagalog.
Mm-hmm,
I can have a conversation, but if we get too deep, I'll probably need to,
time out.
Well, medyo mahirap talaga kasi when I talk to my daughter, sometimes you have to be intentional in speaking Tagalog because there's some things that are just really quicker na explain in English.
Mm.
And then in Tagalog, medyo mas mahirap minsan.
Yeah. And your daughter, Faye, was born here as well.
Yes.
So does she know a few words?
She knows a lot of big words, but yung connecting words dun siya medyo nahirapan, yung conjunctions ba tawag dun. Mm. So she might say the main words, let's say kain, gutom na ako, you know. Mm. Pero hindi niya alam yung mga luto na sa pagkain, you know, like imbis na you know, pwede kang, you know. So that's something that she has to master. But she understands Filipino, yung straight. Mm. Even yung slang. Kasi we go home, we try to go home as regular as possible.
Do you think it's important as well for kids to learn their
language? Oo, kasi I think the younger they are, the better na ma-absorb nila yun eh. Kasi sabi nga nila, there's this skill in learning languages that is developed when they're young. Mm. So even if they leave it for a while and they decide to go back to it, it's going to be easier.
Yeah. And we're still with, of course, Efren. Efren, going back to dancing, who are your inspirations when it comes to dancing?
Inspirations in dance? Oh, that's a tough one. I like so many people. Basically, with dance, it kind of can be anyone, really. Someone, it could be in the sense of someone who is a big person in the dance kind of
community,
industry, yeah. like people who help envision things and bring things higher. Mm. In terms of names right now at the top of my head, it would be quite hard, but there are definitely the people within hip-hop that really helps. A big crew that helped me understand dance a lot more was a crew called Elite Force. Mm-hmm. And they have these dancers helped bring a certain style of dance into more of the mainstream. Mm-hmm. And kind of helped influence a lot of the dance that you see today in terms of like Justin Timberlake.
Really?
And,
wow.
Because the
very
dance,
influential.
There was a lot of dance styles that came from like communities in America that were not necessarily in the mainstream yet, but they helped, but that influence really helped other artists who were coming up to bring that dance style with them. So the kind of just the concept of backup dancers.
Mm-hmm.
The way that they get their dance from the music that inspires them, when they're out there, they're actually bringing their, in a sense, like lived experience of movement and dance out into the forefront. Yeah.
It's amazing how influential they can be, no?
Yes, exactly. And dancing is not just really, you know, dancing, but there's more to it. That's why you're putting up the Nine Dimes, U plus the Universe.
Yes.
Can you tell us more about this show?
The show?
Yeah, of course. So Nine Dimes is a project that is a collaborative project between myself, an artist, composer, Jason Nung, and a visual projection and light installment artist, Joe Williams, a.k.a. Hyperrealist. Us three have come together with an amazing group of dancers as well. The dancers are Carla, Jorge, Daisuke, Hana, Josh, Alex and Gian, who are also influential dancers within the hip-hop community here in Melbourne. We're creating a project that is the collaborative project, in a sense, in Nine Dimes, looks at the abstraction of self and the universe, how you see yourself in the universe, or how understanding the universe affects you, both externally and internally.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it is an abstraction. It's something where we utilize the concept of that and then create a performance piece based around that understanding. Not so much a literal thing of understanding multidimensional string theory and multiverse, but more just understanding those concepts and how they would affect you in your day-to-day life and lived experience. So the dance, it has seven dancers that work with the projection artist, Job, and the composer, Jason, and with myself as the choreographer. We create this performance piece that has like 3D projection overlays with the dancers.
So do the dancers interact with the projection?
Yeah. Wow. So Hyperrealist is an amazing light artist who uses like Kinect technology to help create this kind of like real-time interaction exchange with the dancers on stage. So things that you'll see happening on the projection screen that is in front of them, so almost makes it look 3D, is actually happening in real time.
Wow.
And then originally going with the music that that Jason makes, and then creating that extra on top of that.
Kasi dati, di ba, kailangan talaga ng props, like actual physical props, and now it's virtual. Wow, everything exciting. Is virtual.
Yeah, the digital age.
Yeah, how did this idea come into fruition?
Oh, well, originally, myself and Dennis, aka B-Boy NASA, we created a show in 2015 called Factory Reset. That was kind of like the platform where we wanted to go, where we, as hip-hop dancers, you get to a point where you're either just, you're either doing like commercial type dancing or entering battles or doing shows in the sense of like little performances here and there.
Yep.
We wanted to really like bring that dance community into another platform. So in that other platform would be, in a sense, more like higher arts type of spaces. So that was kind of the vision, to start bringing bringing dancers and our community into these type of spaces, just so, because in our understanding, what happens with like hip hop dance and or hip hop in terms of it as a culture is quite contemporary and should be in these spaces at this point in time. So we're really just trying to push that. So with this show, we're trying to bring that community into a forefront with a way of being conceptual at the same time, because normally it's quite literal, like hip hop dance. You just see it on the TV and you'd get your understanding through the music, whereas you can actually build something more from that and kind of help interpret.
What do you think will the performances, how will it affect the people who will watch it? Like,
Well, just like with art, I really want them to take away something that is more about, they see it and they create their own interpretation of what they're seeing, because it's an abstraction at the end of the day. So if like the way that you would go into a gallery and you see a painting, you'd be like, oh, how did that make me feel?
Okay, so it could,
and then just, it's more about the self.
Yeah,
sounds interesting.
That's very interesting.
Very new. They're very different. I think we should check it out.
Yes. And speaking of checking it out, when is this going to happen? Do you want to invite our community
of course
to watch?
So the Nine Dime Show is on, for general public, is on the 18th and 19th of May, which is a Friday and a Saturday, both at 7 p.m. They're going to be at the Playhouse Theater at the Arts Center. So you can definitely go and get tickets through the Arts Center website. Or you can type Nine Dimes Art Center in Google and we'll be the top page there in order to get those tickets. It was really great. The Arts Center Melbourne have really helped us out, where we were originally in a certain space called the Playhouse Rehearsal Room, but within the first couple of weeks of opening up our tickets, we sold out. And we didn't have enough capacity for people who wanted to see the show. So they bumped us to a larger,
the bigger venue.
Wow.
Sounds so fancy. Now there's more tickets.
Yeah, so that's going to be 18th and 19th?
18th and 19th, Friday and Saturday on May.
Check it out, ayan.
Panoorin, supportahan ang talentong Pilipino.
Correct. And then, of course, thank you, Efren, for sharing to us your passion for dancing and, of course, your upcoming event. And would you like to say something else?
Oh, shout out to everyone in Nine Dimes and the hip-hop community here in Melbourne. And hey, mom and dad.
They're listening too. Yeah. Good morning to the mom and dad of Efren and the Pamilakan family.
Week-long festival. We were able to package the show with the event that I mentioned before, City Sessions. So it's going to be public dance battle performances and then the show as well through that week.
Wow, it's very exciting for the whole.
Very exciting for the
concert. So the whole team is going to UK?
Yes, we're going to bring the whole team to there, so they can have that experience as well, where it's quite exciting for dancers to come to who are normally based in Melbourne to go on an international platform.
Well, all the best to Nine Dimes and to you, Efren. Thank you so much for being with us here in SBS Philippines.
Thank you for having me.
sbs.com.au.